Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, a big part of sports business is basketball. And on the last Tuesday of every month, it's time is flying by. Wait till you get older. All these coaches are so young still that I talk with. Young and talented, but wait till you get older. Time just flies by, but it has. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, and I hope you do. And I hope if you can't listen live to this program, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, and you can pick up the podcast. Just put in Gregory Crawford on sports business. But right now, we're going to start this program out. And we're going to start out with T.J. Cowell, the outstanding coach at Tacoma Community College. And T.J., how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing quite well, Gregory. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for being on the show tonight. And your team, you betcha, your team's played well this year.
We've played well in stretches. I think there's been more good stretches as the season's gone along, but we haven't been able to get four together yet. We've had, I think, three-game winning streaks, but we can't get that fourth game, which we know is what takes to win the NWAC. And so right now we're just focused on putting our best foot forward and try to give South Puget Sound a game tomorrow night.
And that should be quite a matchup. They have played well as well, and both you're an outstanding coach. Aaron's done an outstanding job there, and that will be quite a game with a lot of implications on that game.
Yes, well, Aaron's a great guy. He's helped me a lot as a young coach, and I've nothing but respect for him. I hope he loses tomorrow night, but in every other game, I'm always pulling for him, and I hope so. They stuck it to us last time. It was actually the night after our last show. They stuck it to us. It was painful, and then we had another rough game after that. So we're just hoping we can be in it late in the game and have a chance this time.
I know, TJ, when I talked to you at Cliff Wagner's outstanding Christmas tournament at Clackamas Community College, your team played well in that tournament, but you were concerned about the turnovers. As we fast forward 2 months later, has that gotten better for you?
Yeah, I think it has. It has gotten better. It's been the regular things, I think, the ups and downs of the season, guys getting dinged up a little bit, and mostly been health with us. We just have a couple battles of sickness, and it is what it is, but just riding the waves and staying in the middle.
Is there a player that, you know, I normally don't like to single out players, but I think it's a fair question. Is there somebody that's really had a breakout year for you that you'd like to mention and has really shown a great improvement?
I think we have a few guys. Well, our freshman, Khalil Wyatt, from Oroville, California, he's had a great year for us, been very consistent. There was a 3 or 4 game stretch in conference, early in the conference season, when he had a little bit of a rough stretch, but he's fought through it and continued to score and rebound for us all year long. And then Abraham Farrell Logan, who was at Grace Harbor last year after playing a year of football down at Foothill College in California. He's the guy that we depend on late in games. He can go an entire game without scoring, but we know he's going to be there late in the game to take big shots for us and just keep us under control. He's a young guy. He's only 19, but he acts much older, and guys really respond to him. It's been a pleasure coaching both those guys this year. And then Jordan Chisholm is the one guy I've had for both years, and he redshirted the year before I was here. He's shown a ton of growth, maturity-wise, as a young man. I love having him around, and we shared a good moment when we got ourselves into the playoffs the other night, and I know that he wants to win some more games moving forward.
TJ, in conclusion, there was some controversy, some angst about the new NWAC playoff format, but quite frankly, at least from this guy's perspective here, it's created a lot of excitement fighting for those home playoff games and fighting to get in, and I've kind of come to enjoy it.
You know, I was never in the playoffs when we were in the old format, so it's hard for me to really compare fairly, but I know as long as we still have a chance to win the championship, I'm pretty excited, and I know that we're probably not the favorite right now, and we have a long ways to go. We'd have to play really well and get some luck, but I'm excited to have a chance to compete in the playoffs.
Very good, TJ. We'll talk to you again in a month's time, and best in the playoffs. And it's not over yet by any means, but congrats on a really fine season and the way you've developed these players.
I appreciate it, Gregory. Thanks for having me again.
You betcha. That's TJ Cowell, the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. Now let's swing over in the state of Washington to one of the most beautiful areas in the country and talk to Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach at Peninsula College. And, Mitch, same thing for you. Your team has really developed and really rolled and is playing as good as it's played all year long right now. Is that a fair statement?
Hey, Greg. Well, it's great to be on the show, as always. And, yeah, we're really proud of our group of guys that have played well through league play. And, sophomores are really stepping up, and it's a fun time. It's tough. It's never easy in our North Division. I think most of our games have come down to the last few minutes, with one coming down to the last second versus Edmonds. So it's been great, and we hopefully there's many more games to come here.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got quite a bit left of basketball. What do you think are some of the keys to having this success you've had this season so far?
Yeah, well, I think the key is sophomore leadership. We have some really tough guards, but we have a bunch of guys that have bought in to each other. I don't think we have one guy that ranks in the top 10 or 15 of any statistical category. I know guys look at that a lot. I don't think we have one guy, but I think as a team, they've really bought into each other, and we have a number of guys that have scholarship offers at the next level. So they really enjoy playing for each other, and it shows on the court because we really have come together at the right time.
Mitch, it's definitely not unanimous, but just as my as an outsider, looking at the way these playoffs set up, it's exciting to fight for a first round home playoff deal. I think it adds an extra amount of pressure and it also an extra amount of excitement.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold the comment, but I think we're excited to be able to have a home game. We're excited to be in the playoffs, to be in postseason play. And that's exciting because I don't care what league you are in, what level across the country, postseason play and giving the guys a chance to continue playing and to compete for a championship is a blessing. And our guys are not taking that for granted.
Yeah, very good. Speaking of not taking it for granted, talk about this week coming up as you finish out your NWAC season, regular season.
Yeah.
I want to preface that.
Yeah. We have games against Skagit Valley and Shoreline Community College, and I think that there's a lot on the line for a lot of teams. For us in particular, we're going at these games just like we would any other game. A couple of people have asked us that question, and we're the type of team that we gotta be on all the time. We have to be competing, and so we don't have days off or games off. And so we're looking at this like any other game, and guys are gonna compete. We had a good practice today, but our practice has been shortened down quite extensively. I mean we're in the gym for 45 to 60 minutes tops right now, so. But guys are excited, and it's a big week for us as we move into the following week, where it's a win and move on, or lose and you're done. So,
Mitch, it's kind of an interesting time for all coaches in the NWAC.
Yeah.
You're heading to the playoffs. You want to keep playing for a long time, but yet on the other hand, you kind of got to evaluate players for 16, 17, with so many tournaments going on and everything. It basically, I would think, takes a real plan to balance your schedule.
Yeah, especially up here on the peninsula. For us, it's a couple hours to Seattle, Tacoma. But I think the one thing we try to do a really good job of evaluating, not just the players, but, you know, get a chance to call coaches. And we have a list that we've created that we've been continuously creating, and we check through it all the time with my assistant coaches. But recruiting is the name of the game. I mean, it's the bloodline for your basketball program, and you got to continue to have the next crop of guys come in. And so that's something that we concentrate on a lot on. But at the same time, I think the best recruiting we can do is be successful in our games and is moving our players on to the next level. Ultimately, that will help your recruiting too, because the first question that comes out of some of these kids' mouths are, how many players have you moved on to the next level? Division I players, Division II, NAIA, whatnot. So that, to me, I constantly talk to our staff about, hey, concentrate on the guys we have right now, concentrate on moving these guys on. If we can just do just as much work there, that will help us, you know, for the next group of kids we have coming into the program.
Mitch, in conclusion, it's been fun to watch the progress of your team. I watch every team in the NWAC, but especially the guys that I do programs with, the men and women, and the improvement factor in life. And this is going to be a good lesson for these guys, just the way they've improved in life.
No question. I think that we didn't have a great non-conference record, but I think our guys stuck with the process. I mean, they've earned everything they've been able to receive, and the accomplishments that they have, and that's a testament to them as individuals, as people, as guys of our program, as our sophomore leadership. It's been fun to see them receive some of that success, and it's definitely been earned, and we're really proud of them, and we're looking forward to these next few weeks as we continue to move on onward and upward.
Very well said, Mitch. It's a pleasure to have you on every month.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a month's time, and we'll follow your progress in these great NWAC playoffs.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you soon. Really appreciate it.
You betcha. That's Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach of Peninsula College. Now let's swing over to Edmonds Community College in the great state of Washington, talk to Kyle Gray, their outstanding coach. Kyle, how are you tonight? And I haven't seen you in person for a couple months, following your progress. How would you assess this year so far?
Hey, Greg, appreciate you having me on. Yeah, things are good. Things are good. We're going through a tough patch right now, but proud of my guys and what they've been able to do so far this season, and we're just still trying to, you know, keep getting that 1% every day, and we're just kind of fighting through some tough times right now, but still have a good position right now to control our own destiny and get to the playoffs and join the rest of the crew.
And, of course, the goal is getting to the playoffs, Kyle, but what's your message when you go through a tough time? You're an outstanding coach, highly successful coach. When you go through a tough time, you obviously think about that, and it probably eats at you, but to keep your team motivated, what's the best message you give them?
Well, I think with this group especially, I think it's just trying to keep it all in perspective, you know, and keep thinking about the big picture here. This is the first time we've really had a tough slide this whole season. And so we have a really young group. We know we've had a young group this whole time, with only bringing really one guy back from last year's team. And So, you know, just trying to keep them as positive as possible and trying to keep them to improve and you know, keep focusing on the next thing. And, you know, right now we're just trying to make sure that we're getting ready for Olympic and kind of leaving everything else behind us. You know, it's easier said than done for sure. You're managing a lot of, you know, young personalities and emotions and all that kind of stuff. But I'm really proud of the way our guys in the last week have really kind of stepped up and started playing better, a little better sense of urgency. And you know, I think they're really starting to come around again.
Kyle, the playoff picture has changed this year with people fighting for home games and everything. I guess I look at it as a fan. Maybe not as a coach, but to me it's an extra layer of excitement.
Yeah, I could see where a fan would really like it. from a coach's perspective, I mean, I don't mind it at all. I think my thing is that I just kind of enjoyed the venue more than anything. I just kind of like being at maybe a bigger stage. I think that was kind of cool for our guys, you know, kind of perfect for our league. You know, it doesn't necessarily need to be the Tri-Cities, but maybe somewhere along the I-5 corridor or something like that. I think that would have been pretty cool, and certainly nothing against Everett or anything like that, but I just think that that would have been kind of fun to have it a little bit of a different venue, one that we don't see all the time, and something to make it a little bit more special for the guys, I think. That would be kind of cool.
Kyle, you've always been known as a great evaluator of talent, besides being an outstanding coach. Is there somebody that maybe has surprised you a lot this year and stepped up your team? I know you had some real talent in a young team, but somebody that's kind of really surprised you?
You know, I think that we're just getting a lot out of our guys this year. I mean, we're averaging, I think about six guys are averaging double figures for us right now. So we're really getting a good amount out of the guys, Lauren Lacoste and Zach Walton and Giovanni Williams, the young guys, and then Jazz being our one returner, Jazz Colson coming back. He's really come along too. And so it's really tough for me to name, you know, obviously just one, but if there was a bit of a surprise, I was just really kind of happy to see the way Masamba Najato's really come up for us, a kid out of Shorecrest that, you know, had to take some time last year, you know, just to kind of get life in order. And he's just kind of been solid for us. Doesn't put up gaudy numbers or anything like that, but he just every day comes in and he's a great teammate. He's great. He's really fun to coach. And you know, he just he does all the little things that make a big difference for our team and our success.
Kyle, you have a great assistant staff and great group of coaches that work with you, and I know they're so talented. That's got to help you this time of year. You're battling for a playoff spot. You got to finish the NWAC season, but you got to have one eye on the basketball of all these tournaments going on and evaluating players that might help you for 16-17.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I have the best in the business, and Ronald Steele Williams, you know, he's my guy that is all over it, and along with Coach Nate Ivey, they're both they both keep an eye on everything, and you know, I'm certainly zoned in on the day to day stuff with our guys, but yeah, they do a great job making sure that we're out there, and we got a good feeling about, you know, next year's crop of recruits coming in. And just, you know, staying in touch with all those guys is really important this time of year, as well as that balance of trying to focus on your team. And it is a tricky balance, but when you have a good staff and you have a big staff, you know, it really helps everybody get through it.
Kyle, I'm honored to know you. I love talking to you. I love seeing you in person. Keep up the great work. And I'm going to be following this playoff picture very closely. And no matter what, when a team gets in, no matter where it's at, when a team gets in the playoffs in any sport, it is the big stage.
Absolutely, absolutely, you're 100% correct on that. It'll be fun to just see what's gonna happen.
Very good. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Gray, the head men's coach at Edmonds Community College. Now let's swing down to the capital of this beautiful state of Washington. And let's talk to Aaron Landon, the head men's coach at South Puget Sound Community College. And Aaron, your season's not over by any means, but you got to be pleased so far.
Yeah, we had a pretty good week and clinched the spot. So we got some work to do, and this is a critical week in terms of seeding. But we're excited to be in the postseason, and now we can kind of focus in on this last week because it's going to be real important.
Aaron, we've talked to you before about the plan you had to change the culture at South Puget Sound. As I mentioned when I first opened with you here tonight, that plan is moving forward. I know there's always room for improvement, but your plan has been pretty darn good.
Yeah, it starts to work a little bit better when you got the studs in the gym, and we've got a really good group this year, so makes my life a little bit easier, and they're having fun right now, so it's kind of good to look back and kind of feel like, all right, we're where we need to be. At the same time, I know that I don't have these guys for much longer, so I just talk about living in the moment, and I'm just going to enjoy every day I have with these guys because I got 5 sophomores. Tomorrow's their last home game, and, your time with guys is short at this level, so we're just trying to enjoy it and make the most out of our time together here.
And, Aaron, I've always felt those sophomore days or senior days, last home game, they're very emotional on everyone.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it'll be emotional tomorrow because those 5 guys, you know, they've all been really important in terms of bringing, you know, our program back and getting into the postseason and kind of hitting these benchmarks we wanted to hit. But bottom line is, you know, tomorrow Tacoma's in our gym, and that's a really, really important game. They're a really good team, and so, you know, we're gonna honor those guys, but we don't want to get so wrapped up in that we forget that we've got one of the best teams in the West region, you know, across the gym, and it's an important game, and that's the most important thing tomorrow night. Those sophomores know that we love them, but, you know, it's time to compete once the game starts, so we'll be focused, hopefully, and it's a critical game for both teams.
Aaron, we both got to keep our sense of humor. What's the deal with all these punks that keep putting pressure on me that they want a shout-out on this program from you?
Well, hey, Greg, those guys stay up late. I mean, my friends, a lot of those guys got to get up early in the morning. And, you know, you got some listenership guaranteed down in California and up in Oregon. And I got buddies in Tigard and Sonora, my family in Davis, people down in Fresno. You know, you got a lot of listeners from all around, and they stay up. So I'm stoked that they, you know, listen to the show. And it's great to be on the show. I appreciate what you do. It's hard for us to even get in our local newspaper, and you're putting us on the radio. So I appreciate you and obviously appreciate them for staying up to listen.
And, of course, that's my right sense of humor. I love those listeners, and I love comments and everything else. Aaron, a quick comment about Brad. Brad Barbarick, your great friend and that you coached with, they really have had – he's listening tonight. Brad's really done a fabulous job.
Yeah, he's had a huge transition and, probably not the best time to graduate a whole bunch of really good seniors when you're transitioning to the Division II level. But he's coached those guys up. I mean, you look at that team, they've gotten better all year, and that's just who he is. He's going to be steady and go to work every day and coach his guys, and he's never too high or too low. He's just, he's a good coach and an even better person.
Hey, Aaron, talk a little bit, and maybe more than one, but a player that's really improved for you this year that you kind of had a little bit of a breakout and brings a big smile to your face. And I know you're a team guy, but there always are those guys that overachieve and learn from your coaching.
We've just had such a good collective effort. Stoudemire scores a ton of points for us. I didn't know, he was going to be able to score as much as he has this year. I knew he'd be good. DeAndre Bird who's kind of, he plays every position for us. I guess he's kind of a surprise because we got him so late that he wasn't necessarily in our plans and kind of was a mystery when he came in. You know, he's 6'5", he rebounds well, he's athletic, he's super skilled, and then we made this decision right around December that we were going to move him to the point and let him run our offense. That's probably the best thing I did, you know, in terms of our offense was just get the ball in his hands. He's done a magnificent job. You know, our whole team has contributed. But, yeah, you know, both those guys and, you know, knew that Tyler, our sophomore captain, would be steady coming back. But, you know, Bird was a little bit of a surprise get. We got him late in the recruiting process. And so I'd say, you know, just because of when he showed up, he was one of our biggest surprises.
Aaron, you got about a minute left in, you know, making the playoffs, as I mentioned to Kyle, is no matter where those games are or who you're playing or what the situation is, it is the big stage in all of sports, and it's the goal of almost every team, no matter what sport.
Yeah, for sure. I know that the format's been changed, but I'll tell you, I don't care where they have it. I mean, anytime, any place, I think that this team, you know, we're excited to be in. We shoot the ball. We fly around. So, you know, because of that, you know, when you got some guys that can shoot and they play with energy, you got a puncher's chance in any game. So we'll figure out where they want to put us. We'll go there, play our butts off, and, you know, we think we've got a chance against any opponent in the NWAC. You know, any given night, any given place, anything can happen. So we're stoked to be in the postseason. We've had a good start. We just got to keep it rolling this week. It's an important time for us.
Great job tonight, Aaron. Pleasure to know all you guys and you as well. You put this program together from day one, and thank you, and best in the playoffs and best as you finish out the regular season. Have a great night.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you.
You betcha. That's Aaron Landon, the head men's coach of South Puget Sound Community College. Thanks for listening tonight, and everybody out there, don't forget, these are game deciders. Don't forget to make your free throws. Good night, everyone, and have a great month, great week, great days.